Record flooding leaves Guangxi residents stranded without food, water, power. Record flooding has inundated parts of southern China's Guangxi province, leaving residents stranded inside homes and factories and, in some areas, without running water, electricity, or adequate food for days. Three hydrological stations in Ningming and Longo counties recorded their highest measured flood levels on August 25th, according to state media China News Service. The flooding followed days of torrential rain associated with Typhoon Zetian and heavy inflows from upstream areas. In Ningming County, the town of Jilong recorded 618.2 millimeters of rain between August 21st and August 24th. State media China National Radio reported that the flooding has affected 61,000 people across Guangxi and prompted the relocation of 54,000. More than 8,000 people were moved to emergency shelters. In hard-hit Longo County, 21,559 people were affected and 5,816 homes had been flooded as of August 24th. Residents interviewed by the Epoch Times described continuing shortages and limited access to assistance even as floodwaters began to recede. They spoke on condition of anonymity out of fear of reprisal. Residents trapped by rising floodwaters. In Ningming County, a woman told the Epoch Times she and her child had been trapped inside their home after floodwaters rose to the second floor. The family had been without water and electricity for 2 or 3 days, and her phone was nearly out of power. She said the water rose so quickly that there was little opportunity to evacuate. "We have already signed up in the group chat, and everyone is waiting," she said. Civilian rescuers later delivered bread and drinking water, while drones were used to transport supplies. Another Ningming resident told the Epoch Times that water had reached about 1.5 meters inside his home and had risen to the second floor in some lower-lying houses. His village has nearly 3,000 residents, many of whom remain trapped at home, he said. His family still had rice, but no vegetables, and was rationing food. Severe flooding was also reported around the Dongye Sugar Factory in Ningming, where a civilian rescuer said more than 100 people were trapped. "I brought gasoline and food in," the rescuer told the Epoch Times. The inflatable boat had run out of fuel. The rescuer arrived on August 24th, but water levels rose another meter that night. He said he did not know how many people inside the factory had been rescued. A relative of a factory worker told the Epoch Times that some people inside had gone an entire day without food. Rescuers also struggled to navigate flooded roads, the relative said. Communities rely on self-rescue. Another female resident told the Epoch Times that floodwaters reached the second floor and the area went without water, electricity, and outside assistance for 3 days. Residents relied on one another until civilian rescuers arrived with bottled water and bread. "We can only save ourselves here. We are used to saving ourselves," she said. The flooding destroyed or damaged cars, electric scooters, refrigerators, and other household belongings. Crops were also submerged, and livestock were swept away, she said. Some residents were reluctant to evacuate because they did not know where they would be taken, while elderly and disabled people faced additional difficulties leaving their homes. In Naking Township, a resident told the Epoch Times that floodwaters rose rapidly overnight, reaching roughly halfway up the second floor by early morning. He and his family were trapped for nearly 2 days and survived on food stored at home. Although water levels later fell, running water remained intermittent, while electricity and communications were still disrupted. Streets were covered in mud and garbage, and his family lost several appliances and an electric scooter. In nearby Ziwei Village, a resident told the Epoch Times that floodwaters rose more than 3 meters at their peak. The village's roughly 700 residents received only 20 cases of bottled water and some canned congee, she said. "We are relatively remote here, so supplies basically can't reach us," she said. The flooding also affected parts of Jiangzhou District, where a resident told the Epoch Times that more than half the village was submerged. People were largely relying on one another for food, water, and other necessities. As floodwaters recede, residents in the hardest-hit areas now face the aftermath, including damaged homes and belongings, submerged crops and livestock, and ongoing disruptions to basic services. Xue Yang and Gu Xiaowa contributed to this report.